We had 9 of us that went down to Mexico, so we're going to have a lot of people who will come up. Sadly, we will not hear from Pastor Mike, who was on the team. He is not feeling well, and so disappointedly, he's not going to be sharing. But David Gershback, who was also on the team, he's not here, but he made a video. So you'll hear at least one of the family sides of the reports. But everyone else from the team is here, and everybody will have a chance to share the things that God has done in them and through them. I just want to point out that what we do tonight is something that's actually very biblical. If you look down in the book of Acts, chapter 14, after Paul and Barnabas were originally sent by the church in Antioch to their first mission trip, when they came back, they gave reports. And then Acts 15, same thing happened when they went to Jerusalem. And even on their way down to Jerusalem, they were reporting of all the things that God has done. So bringing a report of what God has done is something the church has been doing from the very early days. And it's just an opportunity for everyone in the body to hear what God has done, as well as how the prayers were answered. Now, we will have Charlie be first, and he will share. And then after Charlie, we will have Richard and Michael Ann come up. Then we will have, I think, David Gershback. Then we will have Kira, then Trisha, then Kat, and finally myself. So that's kind of the order. Did I forget anybody? No, I don't think I did. So we're just going to hear from every one of them. Keep them in your prayers as they share. For some, I know it's going to be a very nervous time. People are usually quite nervous talking in front of all of you, so make sure you smile and clap. Just kidding. No, it's going to be great. So Charlie, can you please come up? Yeah.
Good evening. I'm Charlie. Yeah. It's just such a blessing to go on a missions trip. It's, you know, we're there to bless people. But in turn, I get probably more of a blessing out of going and doing stuff for them. Just the look on the feeling they get that we're there doing stuff. Just the building, I mean, it's a lot of building going on, and it's just a blessing to see how the people there react for when we are there building and remodeling stuff for them. It was such a blessing, too, this last time we was able to, the missionary there needed a roof on his house. And we were able to go and put the roof on his house. It's just the whole family was just there, just watching it, and you could just see the love that they had for what we were doing. And John, the missionary there, he told me one thing, because I told him what a blessing it was to be there, and he goes, you know, there's the 4 blessings. You bless us, we bless you. You bless Jesus, he blesses you. And that one saying has just really stuck to me with what, when he told me that, it was like, wow, that is so true. But I feel that we get more of a blessing out of it, or I do, get more of a blessing going there and helping people get stuff done. And we was able to go to an orphanage, and it's just so awesome watching the kids just, the minute you walk in there, the kids just grab onto you. And it's so neat because either one or two of them will just come up to you and just hang on you the whole time that you're there. All those poor kids want is love. And it's just a blessing to me to see the kids and just hang out with them. And it, you know, they speak a whole different language than we do. But it's just fun to be able to communicate, how we can communicate with other people with other languages. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Michael Ann.
I'm Richard Ward. We're going to kind of tag team our little, I guess, script that we have written out to try to keep it within a time limit. Before we get started, though, I wanted to read a scripture that has ministered to me, and as I was thinking about this trip and what we did going down there, I wasn't sure what to expect. Going down there. But the passage I wanted to read is Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. And he himself, Jesus himself, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And I don't think Paul meant that to be an exhaustive list. I think he was referencing the gifts of the body of Christ and using that for the edifying and the building up of the church and others in Christ. So I hope as we, Michael Ann and I, go through this, and as you hear from the team, that God, Lord, was glorified, and we didn't know what to expect, as I mentioned a minute ago, and we just felt like, we're just going to step out in faith and see what happens. And I wasn't sure, my thought is that a lot of missionaries are, sometimes always should be evangelistic, but that's not always true. Sometimes you just have to go down. And what I found is that we ended up going down, and I hope that we blessed those as much. We were surely blessed back and helped the body of Christ and the church and the college that was down there. So with that, I'll go ahead and start. Michael Ann and I both have had a desire and a heart to participate in missions for quite some time here at the church. But we are just now getting ourselves settled into our retirement life and life in Montana. So we are grateful for the opportunity to be a part of the missions team to Ensenada and to the work of the Calvary Bible Institute that was down there.
The work that we did down there, we were tasked with five projects. They were pretty intensive, and when they told us the list, I was like, wow, I didn't sign up for this. Not sure about this, but so there was seal coating on the roof. That picture that's up there right now is me and Charlie working on the stairs of one of the dorms. The men were up on roofs. Kat was up on a roof. Trisha and Kira were hanging from rafters, painting. And I was like, Lord, how are we going to do this? But our team worked really hard and efficiently to complete the tasks. And then we also even got to do some additional ones.
Did you finish that one? Okay. So one of the things down there is every morning at the school they do a devotion, and we picked this slide because we were really ministered by this. One of the highlights is they start each day. They do it, as I mentioned, they do a devotion, but we were grateful for every session, because every session was bilingual, so we were able to, understand it, because we were wondering, how is that going to work? Cause I really don't know Spanish at all, but we really got to feel that we were included in those morning chapels. One morning, as we began our time of worship, we noticed there was a line of students all along the wall in the school, and Michael Ann and I thought that the students were coming up, for prayer. But what it turned out is this young lady here, Elena, was giving her testimony that morning. And so we later found out that they weren't up there for prayer. They came up to pray for her, to give her testimony. So we were really, really touched by that. All the students were just that way. I mean, it was just prayer and the word, and they were just so hospitable to us. So where I'm at. So she shared how the power of prayer, and one of the things that really ministered to me anyways is just in her life, she really struggled, especially for the first year or so at the school and et cetera. But one of the things that really ministered to her was just the simple power of a hug and just people reaching out and other students reaching out to her. She felt like she just was so, she belonged and loved, and that really weighed on her and really carried her through to be able to continue on into college. So that was one of the reasons we picked this slide. So
another highlight for me personally, go figure, was the building of friendships amongst the team members. We had great conversations. We got to learn more about each other. We got to do work that pushed us out of our comfort zones. Charlie and I, yes. We worked on ladders. We don't do ladders, but, you know, we were tasked with it. We said, we're going for it. So we had a lot of fun together. We encouraged one another. We prayed together. And everyone pitched in to complete the tasks, even when it was something we weren't comfortable doing. And I believe our team did a really great job. As Charlie mentioned, we had an opportunity to visit both an orphanage and a women's shelter. I think most of us probably left a piece of our heart there in Mexico with those precious little children. Like he said, the children were so grateful just to have people come out and spend time with them. And again, Richard and I were worried about how this was all going to work out with our language barriers, but God, he showed up and showed us just how to speak in love through our actions, even though we didn't speak their language. And by the end of the night, we all had tears when it was time to go. And another thing that really struck me was just seeing how the people of Mexico live, what they think is great conveniences. And it just showed me how we're truly blessed. And quite frankly, we take for granted the things that we have here. And that was something that really ministered to me. It was just like to be thankful just for the little things that they don't even, it's not even a consideration in their lives, but we're like, wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we just wanted to end with sharing a little bit about John and his wife and their daughter, Allison. Charlie had a slide of the three of them. We don't have a slide of the three of them, but, you know, John was our transportation, he was our translator, he was our tour guide, he was our job foreman, and all. And he and his family had, they've been there in Mexico for 14 years now. Both John and his family have been down there for about 14 years now. They actually have a son that's down in Rosarita. I think he's there's a church down there he's a translator for, and he's does quite a bit of work for as well. He's not in this picture right here. But they have, John has done most of the building at the Bible Institute, and he regularly takes teams, missionary teams, to do other work, and he's also a regular, regularly taking teams down to the orphanage and the women's shelter. He and his wife, they so graciously welcomed us into their home for a meal, and they fed the team that worked under the roof. And she joined us, his wife joined us, and daughter Allison, at the orphanages and the shelters as well. And they actually are very involved in the church as well down there, his wife and daughter and stuff as well. But the daughter Allison also joined us, as I mentioned, several days, and they were just such a tremendous help with translating between us and the children. And the family is such, they were such a huge blessing to us. And they've been a huge blessing to so many people in Ensenada. They're really, I almost say, the backbone of just, you know, everything we did. And the people we visited, and I mean, they just have their hands in everything down there. It's just such a tremendous blessing to see the work that God is doing through them.
And I'll finish off by saying, as for the students and the staff at the college, they were so welcoming, friendly, and genuinely grateful for us to be there. I can't tell you how many times some of the students would just come up to us as we were working and just tell us how grateful they were for the work that we were doing there to make their college, and which is essentially their home for 2 years, a better place, and you know, to work better and upkeep and to make it pretty. And that was really a blessing, just to be told, hey, we appreciate all the work you're doing. And I can't go without saying the food was amazing. And while we no doubt bless the people of Calvary Bible Institute and John and his family, I don't think they know how much they really blessed us with their kindness, appreciation, and love. And Richard and I are both looking forward, God willing, to participating in more future mission trips. And I would also like to encourage you, if you've ever considered doing a mission trip, that you would just take that to the Lord in prayer. And if it's something that he has for you, he will make a way for that to happen. So thank you.
Mine's not going to be as good as the video. That was pretty good. So my name's Kira, and I got to go to Ensenada for the second time. So incredibly grateful that I got to do that. The first picture I have is of Trish and I. This is our second painting project on day, like, 5, because for the first 4 days, we were indeed swinging from rafters, painting them, which doesn't make a lot of sense that we were doing it at the same time, but they were got painted, and I don't even know if it was really paint, because the black tar that we're using had some awful fumes coming off of it, but they said it was paint, so it's on there now. I don't know. But it was really cool. I'm a little biased because I have, like, the most incredible godly role model, which is my mom, but I was so blessed to be poured into by some of the other ladies on the team, especially because there's normally younger people on the trips, so I was younger than me, so I was so grateful because it was such a wonderful time, and I got to hear about people's stories and people's incredible lives and what the Lord's done, and I was so encouraged. So this next picture is at an orphanage. I realized about halfway through when I was playing with this little boy, I was having so much fun. I was thinking that I was flexing all of my Spanish skills, and it was awesome. And then his mom came up to tell him he had to go home because she was the cook, and he didn't live at the orphanage. So I played with a random kid, but we had so much fun, and I was blessed, and it was really cool. But, yeah. this is us painting the rafters. It was so much fun. This is Kat and I. Trish and I were the only ones who could really stand the fumes after a while, but we did have help the first day, which was so good, so grateful. And once it was done, it looked really good, but we went to a women's shelter, and the women's shelter there, this is the second time I've gone, and I absolutely love the people who run it. They're so big on, well, they're incredibly godly people, but they really want the kids to be very grateful for what they have. And they're always telling them, like, we have the gift of salvation. Like, that's all we need, you know? Like, we don't want to be, a victim. We want to be so, so incredibly grateful for everything that we've been given and that we work hard for what we have. And I don't know. I look up to them so much. They're so cool. And the Lord's using them in enormous ways. And all the staff at the Bible College, it was so cool to go back and see again. And there were a ton of familiar faces, even students and stuff that I remembered from last year. So, and they remembered me. So that was really cool. But I'm so grateful for the team. Thank you, guys. And thank you for everybody that prayed for us while we were gone. And, I'm just so grateful that we got to have so many people on the trip. 9 was really cool. And I'm so blessed. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, my name is Tricia Rogers. I'm a person with a lot of words, a whole lot of words, so I'm going to keep this short. I always thought that going on a missions trip was literally that I'd have to pack up my life and go live somewhere else. So I always am a person who has been very prepared in my life. So I just figured my husband would have to go die to see Jesus, and then I would be given the opportunity to go be a missionary. Now we kind of joke about that because I actually got to fulfill that dream without him dying. I actually have him beside me. Not going into the missions field before, I just want to thank Pastor Dan for opening up this opportunity for me because I didn't know that you could go on trips like this and be able to serve. Now I'm going to tell you a little about the missions that we went on. On our missions, we did a lot of construction stuff, like painting beams, roofs, using scaffolding and ladders, and digging with shovels, while others went and we were able to bless John by putting on shingles and took off his shingles and then put on shingles. Michael Ann and Charlie, I am so proud of you for getting up those ladders. And I got pictures of them up the ladder, so it is true they did get up there. I know that this was challenging for them, but they succeeded. My everyday life is staying busy. I do labor jobs, and so the physical work was actually pretty easy for me. But I have never gone and done anything like this without my husband. This was my challenge. He's my person. He's the one that keeps me on track. But God is so good when he gave me Scott, but he was also so good because on the third day, I was really struggling. But Pastor Mike had encouraged us in a Bible study about how we all needed to work together to be the body of Christ. And I broke down because I realized how much I was struggling without having my husband beside me. I have a hard time over-talking and settling down, and he just has a way in my life to settle me down. But I realize now, that's been my big challenge, is that there's other people that can come alongside me to help me when I struggle. I say thank you to this group of friends for putting up with me. I know that it was probably a lot, but you allowed me to be able to fill one of my dreams, which was going on a missions trip. For all the other church families out there, I ask you to pray for the connections that God put in our lives in Mexico. My connection with a little girl named Valentina. We definitely had a language barrier, but one thing that we had in common was Jesus. We communicated by using our hands and pointing to things. And we had done a double heart. And we said the big heart was the love that we had for Jesus, and the little heart was the love that we had for each other. And it was just so beautiful that we could do that. And I also want to thank you guys for being a home church for my husband and I and our son. Thank you.
Water this time. Get really dry mouth. And some notes. Okay, so first of all, I like to say we were told about 2 to 4 slides, and I was like, I took like 200 to 400 pictures, so I'm making some collages. So, yeah. So this first collage here is just kind of more like the scenery in Mexico, all the plants, because I'm a plant person. I always notice those things. And the one in the center is the, like at the entrance, and I thought it was just a really pretty, what do you call it? The Calvary symbol, the dove. Yeah, I really, really like that. And if you saw it up close, it's like a mermaid shimmery looking thing. It's really pretty. But all the plants were cool. This is around the campus. The one in the middle left-hand side, that's the building that we stayed in. Oh, I already forgot what it is called again. But what was it? Robles. Okay, what they said. That's where the that's where the women stayed, and we had our like morning meetings in there because they have like a living room downstairs. Just the campus was really big and really beautiful and very comfortable just to walk around, very peaceful. It was down a really long, bumpy dirt road. Really, really long. Felt long. But once you got there, it was just away from everything and really peaceful. So I really loved it there. Yeah, I think that's it for the first slide. Gosh, they look so small from here. The top left-hand side, I don't know if you can see it very well, but that was the border going down. There's like 2 border walls, and I've never been to Mexico, but that was really impressive to me. So I took a picture of that. And then in the center, that statue is huge. Yes, it was so big. And we were driving on the highway, and so I got the best picture I could of it. I think other people got better pictures, but it was impressive. So, and then on the bottom left is a road between the campus and John's place that we drove a lot, like almost every day, because some of the people were working on the roof, on his roof. So that was a really pretty valley. Probably doesn't look like it in the picture, but I thought it was beautiful. And then on the bottom right is the sunset. And on the bottom, or the middle right, is the La Bufadora. That was really cool. And I don't know what the statue is on the top right, but it was huge. It was down on the waterfront in Ensenada. And then you also see the cruise ship that was there. It's a very busy city. Okay, so these are the pictures that I have. So many pictures. Okay, some of the pictures of the work we did. The one on the top left says, "Trust in the Lord." That was written on the kitchen wall in the building that Trisha and Kara were painting, those rafters. By the way, I only did that for an hour. I could not handle the tar. I couldn't. I thought I was gonna pass out, so you guys did a great job, thank you. I left the building, went outside, and decided to dig the ditch that you see on the bottom right there with David, and it was fun working with him, and even though we did overdig. That was crazy. And then a bunch of people helped fill the hole in, too. So I didn't get any pictures of that. But, man, when we were done. Whew. That ditch, by the way, is for a, what is it called, a leach line? So I have yes. And I have a new appreciation for that, just to go to the bathroom and know how everything gets to where it's supposed to go. Whole nother thing, and I never look at it the same again. Also, by the way, just a fun little fact, you cannot flush anything in the toilets. All the toilet paper, everything goes in a garbage can, in case you ever go there. It wasn't bad, though. Actually, I got used to it, so appreciate being able to flush my toilet paper. Can we go back just one more time? The roofing, I've never roofed before, but I learned. And it was actually quite fun. We got to rip it off and then put new shingles on. And I didn't put a picture up there, but I got really, really sunburnt because I thought I was fine without sunblock. And wear your sunblock, especially in Mexico. But that was a really cool project. It was really a blessing to be at John's house. His family was just wonderful. They were so welcoming to us. We're in and out. Okay, I got to use the bathroom. And they fed us. And it was just like they made us feel at home. And it was really a joy to be there. So I'm really grateful for them. Okay, last slide. This is my most memorable thing. I will try not to get emotional about this. But the kids that we visited were so joyful. And they have not even parents at the orphanage anyway. They were instantly happy to see us and just grabbed right onto us like everyone was sharing. It was heart-wrenching to leave. But they were so in the moment and just played and ate good food and laughed and everything. And it just made me so grateful that I had the opportunity and be blessed by them. I really wanted to bring a child home, more than one, but specifically one. She's in a couple of the pictures, but the bottom left, can't see her face, but her name was Celeste. We tried to communicate, it was very difficult. I was trying to give her my address, I was trying to get her address so we could be pen pals, and that really is not, it wouldn't work out. But she did leave me on a scrap piece of paper. She wrote me a note, and I didn't know what it said. And she said to me in English, "Don't forget me."
I was like, sweetheart, I'll never forget you. And I came home and tried to tell my husband we almost had another daughter in our home, but anyway, some way I'm going to find a way to get back to her, I hope. If she's still there and I get to go again, I want to connect with her. It was a really special day. And some of the other pictures there are from the women's shelter. And we got to play soccer for like hours. And that was crazy. But we had a lot of fun with the little boys. They were savages. They really blessed us that night. It was really, really special. But I just, I want to read something that I wrote, kind of a takeaway for me and what the trip meant to me. But let me get a drink of water because I don't want to mess this up. Sometimes God calls you to do something, and you may not be sure how you can help. I do feel called to do mission work. Sometimes I wonder if I'm even worthy to do this. I also wonder how doing things like manual labor and playing with sweet little children can even make a difference. People tell me doing these things does mean something for the people that we are visiting and helping. I hope it does. I hope I can do more. But for now, I know that I'm just being obedient to my Father in heaven. I am grateful for this opportunity, and I'm grateful for my family, for my church, and my friends for supporting me to do this, because without all of you guys, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you.
Everybody did great, didn't they? Well, for me, on my part, first I want to say I do wish Pastor Mike was here to hear from him. Feel free to ask him when you do see him, his thoughts and his impressions. He was a huge blessing to have there, and just his contribution with the team on times when I couldn't be with the team because I was teaching. It was just huge blessing for everyone on the team, as well as John and others who were part of our venture there in Ensenada. Now, this is the picture of the team just actually before we're going to be departing, so kind of getting ready to leave that morning. Everybody's kind of fresh and excited to be home, right? You can't see from the faces, but they're all excited to go. And one of the things that I wanted just to point out is that when you go on a mission trip, it is a stretch, always. You will be stretched one way or another, whether you have gone 20 times, whether it be the same place or different locations, or the first time. It's always a stretch. God's going to put you in a place where you're going to be stretched out of your comfort zone. You're going to be doing things that you're not used to. You're going to be with people you're not used to being with. You're going to be in positions that you do not expect. And when you trust the Lord, he will meet you in that place and he will use you. And I want to read something before we continue on. It's out of Galatians chapter 6. He said in verse 9, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." One of the blessings of this particular mission trip is that a lot of ministry was done towards those who are in the household of faith. We went down to Calvary Bible Institute in Mexico. They're in Ensenada. And a lot of work, as you've heard, was done on the buildings that are used by the school, by the staff, by the students, and people who visit. And in particular, students benefit from being in this place that looks really nice, where they have meals every day, where they're fed and they're warm, they're loved and cared for. And a lot of them come from places that are far worse than even worst things we've seen in Mexico. Some of them come from fairly poor families. Some could not even afford to be at the college. And so those are some of the students I had, and I'll talk about them just in a moment. But they get to be there, for most of them, for 2 years. And they get to be ministered by different pastors, different people there on staff who love them and teach them the word. And many of them go on into ministry. And so as a team, we get to provide a ministry to them through the buildings that we take care of. As simple as that. And for them, that becomes a special place, a place that they remember, a place that they will always have fond memories when they look back. And so that is huge. On top of ministering to the staff and to missionaries, as you've heard John and Anne Vandenhack, who are there and working on their home. Now, these are the students that I was teaching for 2 weeks, particularly the missions class. And one of the beautiful things about this group of students was that this class they took because they felt called either to a mission field or to ministry. All of them are willing to go somewhere and serve the Lord after they finish with school. Almost half of them at that point already kind of had a sense where they might be going. And they were just willing to learn anything that they can learn so that they can be ready for the mission field or ministry. And so being able to be there and invest in them and just hear their stories is just always wonderful. There's no time to share. But if I could, you would be blessed just to hear them. And our time there, whether me just teaching or the team serving them through providing a beautiful facility for them, is something that will leave an impact, not just in their lives, but the lives that they will touch. And that's a huge thing. A lot of students that have gone through this school have gone and started churches. There's a lot of churches in Northern Baja there in Mexico. And one of the things that if you were to go, let's say, to Calvary Rosarito and some others, you get to see the map of all the churches that are started there. And it just almost feels like hundreds. God is doing a great work in Mexico. And our ministry to these kids is part of that great work that he has started many years ago, and we get to be part of it. Now, the cool part, I think the last day that we were there, Juan Domingo, who was the first missionary that went from Southern California to start First Calvary Chapel in Mexico, was there. Now, Juan Domingo is the one who had the vision for the school, who Pastor Horizonte Ensenada. He shared the devotions, and then afterwards, he came and met some of us from the team, and he personally expressed gratitude to not just the team, but to all of you, the church, for sending someone to serve them. That school lives off faith and donations, and every team that comes, every work that's done helps towards fulfilling the vision for that school, adding to the facilities and expanding the capabilities of having more and more students. So that was a huge part of just hearing near the end, it's like, we really appreciate what you do. And he's the man that God used for the beginning of the work 30-some years ago. Now, in the next photo, I kind of put a collage of different things. There's a lot of different photos and a lot of different things that were done. But in top left, as you can see, that's the house that's being now worked on for John and Anne. What you can see, that's the space that they've been living in for over 10 years. They finally will actually have two bedrooms. Four of them lived in the small space for all that time. And so we being there and being able to say, hey, we can help with your roof. You don't have to do it by yourself. Was a huge, huge deal for them. Just kind of to point out, to serve the Lord is a sacrifice. It's not about comfort, it's about service. And that's the part of the mission trip. When you go somewhere, you have to die to self. You have to say, it's not what I want. It's not about my comfort. It's about what I can give to others. How can I bless others? Right? Jesus said that he did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. And one of the beautiful things of the mission trip is that you get to see that part happen in your life. And that's why it can be hard at times, because you're dying to self. And I'm so proud of everybody on the team. Everybody did so well. You guys were great. You did a lot of work. And I'm so grateful for all of you. There you go. Yeah. And so much of what is accomplished, we don't know. But one day we will. And everything that was done had a purpose and ministered to so many. We got cards from Vandenhecks thanking us. We got cards from the students thanking us. I got messages from the staff at CBI thanking us for coming. And again, that's because all of you have prayed. Some of you have actually supported some of the members to come. And all of you were part of what happened. And so we will have more opportunities, more mission trips coming. We'll have one happening in Costa Rica at the end of February, beginning of March. If you're interested in coming for that, talk to me. We'd love to have you. Wonderful opportunity to go a little bit further south and serve the Lord in Costa Rica in San Isidro. We have already confirmed the dates for Ensenada next year. So if you're interested, talk to me, and you can start planning for that. So there'll be many opportunities to serve the Lord in the coming year on a mission field. But don't forget, you get to serve him here as well, right? So thank you all for praying for us. Thank you for coming and listening and supporting everyone who shared. It means a lot to us. And personally, it means a lot to me for all of you on the team who came, that you were willing to endure the hardships at times, but also joys. It was a lot of fun time. So let us pray and we'll close. Father, we thank you for just wonderful opportunity to hear of all the things that you've done. And we praise you, Lord, for every life that was touched, for all the kids that we got to play with, for all the moms that got to have break on that day when the team went down and visited them. Lord, for every student that received the ministry to just beautifying their property and the buildings that they use. For every staff member that ministers there daily and invests their lives and their time into these students. Lord, we thank you for all of them, that they're serving you faithfully. Lord, we thank you for that place that has been such a comfort for many, a place of equipping, place of transition, and many who have gone out from there and now are planting churches, serving you and throughout the world. Lord, thank you for everyone on our team. Lord, they were a blessing. Lord, in every way that they contributed with their personalities. Lord, I thank you that in these trips, Lord, we all get stretched, sometimes even with one another. And that's a good thing. And we appreciate, Lord, everything that you allowed us to do. We're so grateful for that. We give you praise and glory, and we look forward to what you're going to do through us in coming mission trips. But more than that, Lord, we say, Maranatha, come quickly. We pray this in your name. Amen.